Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Tuita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Tuita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Tuita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Tuita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
One of Krishna's women, followed by his friends, descended on this earth in order to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord in his beneficent form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that all goes on, being followed by Krishna. This place, which is the place of the Hermit called the Chaitanya, was the favorite resting place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would often come here to rest. At that time, there was a small banana tree growing here. Cultivator Sridhar, he made his living by growing banana trees. And every part of the banana tree he would utilize for his livelihood. He would take the bark, the fruit, the skin, everything, the leaf, and he would sell it. And of course, as was then, as is today, such a profession of selling banana leaves and bananas is not a very lucrative occupation. So he was a very, very poor man. As a matter of fact, he was considered by all the residents of Madhavid to be utterly poverty-stricken. He had not even near the basic necessities of the needs of life. He was always very skinny, very lean and thin, as well as all of his family members were very lean and thin, due to lack of food. In his house, it was just a small thatched hut. During the rainy season, there would always be leaks, water coming in. And yet, despite this condition of life, when he would sell his banana tree paraphernalia, at the end of the day, whatever money he would make, he would immediately divide it in half and take the first half to worship Mother Ganga. Because Mother Ganga is very dear to the Supreme Personality of God. So people used to ridicule or criticize. Why are you being like this? You have so little money. Give it to your family. Use it for yourself. But the first half would always go for the worship of God. It is explained that Kolavesi Sridhar, he only had one utensil in the house. It was an old, broken up iron pot. He and his family would share that. And it had cracks in it. And it is described that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would come here, and he was always very anxious to drink water from that broken iron pot of celebration. Because to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that pot represented the great renunciation and the great purity of devotion and service. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young, he would sometimes go to the place where Kolavetra Sridhar would be selling his bananas. And this Nimai, he would approach And he would say, how much are these things? One of those people would be very honest about it, would always give him a very, very fair price to everyone. He was not like the people of today's market, where they're always trying to get as much as they can. He would give very fair price. For me, I would say, that's too much, you're a cheater. You're simply trying to cheat. These bananas are not worth half that. I'll give you half. If you give me half, then I will leave. I'm already so poor, you are trying to take away what I have. What to speak of, give me a little profit. I mean, I would say, no, this is cheating business. I will give you half. So in this way, they would get an argument. This would be a daily affair. The Polavacher Sridhar and this boy Nimai, they would get an argument about the price of the banana. And then finally Nimai would end the argument. Very concisively. He would say, all right, then I will just take them and I will give you nothing. And then he would take all the bananas and walk away. And Polavacher Sridhar, although he was still enjoying an ecstasy in his heart, sometimes they chastise each other. This was their lila. So, one day, in the house of Srivas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing the Mahaprakash to the devotees. And this Mahaprakash, he was revealing just what would fulfill the heart's desire of each devotee. Earlier today we were at the house of Murari Gupta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Murari Gupta. And when Murari Gupta stood before the Lord, he was sitting on the throne of Vishnu. The Lord appeared before him in a beautiful form of Sri Ramcha. With a beautiful greenish complexion, lotus eyes, carrying the bow and arrow. And in this way all the desires of Murari Gupta were utterly fulfilled. He was revealing to the devotees of Nrsimhadeva this form of Nrsimhananda.
He revealed to him this form of Nrsimhananda.
In this way, fulfilling every desire of his devotees. So then he called for Kolavacha Sridhar. Kolavacha Sridhar, because he lived here, a distant place, in the house of Srivas Thakura, and he was basically considered an outcast by society due to his poverty, he never felt himself qualified to enter into these intimate circles. So that day, or that evening, Lord Chaitanya, he told one of his associates that you go to get Kolavacha Sridhar and bring him here immediately. So that messenger came to this place. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was calling for you. He's calling for me? Calling him? What could he want from me? He's already stolen all my bananas. No, he wants you immediately, you come. And when he came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so pleased to see the humility and devotion and the renunciation of this wonderful devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic in the trance of love. And he began to glorify the exalted and unique quality of the devotion of Kolavacha Sridhar. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke to him. He said, you are a very poor man. You are struggling and barely even surviving physically. But I am the supreme Lord of all that exists. And today I want to offer you benediction, for I will give you anything you want. You'll never be in need again for the rest of your life. Kolavacha Sridhar, he said, my Lord, I am your servant. How can I ask anything from you? I am completely satisfied as your servant. I have nothing to ask. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is all right, but for my pleasure,
I want to give you something. So please ask. What do you want? And the Vaishnava Sridhar said, my lord, I have nothing to ask. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you are a very poor man. If you like, I will give you great, great wealth. My lord, I do not want wealth. I will give you a heavenly planet, both in this life and the next, the opulence of Indra. My lord, I don't want any opulence. I'm content in my thatch hut, freezing in the winter, boating in the summer, wet in the rainy season. It's all right for me. Then I will give him the perfection of the yogi. I will give you all mystic perfections, the eight cities. Part of that, she said, what is the use of these eight cities? I am your humble servant. You have all cities. You have unlimited cities. I am dependent on you. What do I need cities for? He said, then I will give you mukti, liberation, where you never ever have to suffer birth and death in this material existence again. Father Vaishya Sridhar said, I'm not worth liberation. In this liberated state of mukti, I cannot serve you. He said, ah. Then I will give you elevation, eternal life in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Father Vaishya Sridhar said, my lord, I do not want eternal life in the spiritual world. Then I will give you entrance into the divine lila of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, eternally. How many of you will refuse that? Well, eventually I said, my lord, I don't want that either. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was becoming very anxious. What else can I offer you? Something! Ask! What can I give you? Sri Vaishya Sridhar, in his side, my dear lord, if you really want to give me something, I only have one desire. And that is that every day you continue to come and steal my bananas. That in the core of my heart, I will always remember this beautiful, charming moon eyes coming and stealing on my bananas. That is my only desire. So Kulavaita Sridhar is one of the most important, exemplary personalities in the Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he has showed us by his example how one can be completely satisfied under any physical or mental condition in life, simply in the service of the Supreme Personality of God. By chanting the holy names of the Lord and serving the devotees of the Lord, all one's desires are fulfilled. By any attainment of material prosperity, by any attainment of mystic perfections, even liberation, one's heart still remains empty like a desert. So by pung sang paro dharamo yathopakir dharsiji ahoitiki apratiha sarja jatva sutrasiji. That the supreme occupation for all humanity is that which affords one unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Supreme Being. And of course, the most unmotivated and purest form of service to the Lord is when the devotee humbles himself to the extent that he does not even feel himself qualified to approach the Lord directly, and simply aspires to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. This is the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mode of devotional service. And it was this mood that was imbibed and manifested by all of his great associates at the time of his appearance to this very day. So cultivate your Siddha in this place is eternally residing to remind us of this goal that we should all strive for in life. Unmotivated, uninterrupted, selfless service to the devotees of the Lord. And here, it is our good fortune that we have the opportunity to fix our consciousness, to fix our meditation on the great merciful benediction that was given to Kalavati Siddha, and to take his dust and his feet upon our head and beg him, and beg all the desire tree like Vaishnavas that someday, by their mercy, we can also attain this supreme opulence, this supreme treasure of never going in service to his devotees. Thank you very much.
Thank you.